The previous chapter discussed costs. Many games have a currency of some sort. Money, resources, cards, pieces, whatever. And many games have a commodity into which players want to convert those resources, possibly indirectly, so as to win the game. Victory points, territories, progress toward the finish line, or whatever. These are the game's manipulatives, the things we interact with as we play the game to help us try to win and to track how well we are doing toward our goal of winning. But behind these manipulative currencies are the ways that we're afforded to manipulate those manipulatives, and the things that those manipulatives can do for us with respect to advancing our position. In the process of interacting with these manipulatives, we have to think not just about their direct cost, but also their indirect cost. In doing so, we are utilizing the phantom currency, opportunity. Cost makes us think of money. And to be sure, if a game tells you that red cards cost 3 gold, obviously in taking that action, you're giving up those 3 gold. That's the direct cost. But the opportunity cost is whatever you're not doing with those 3 gold, and/or with the action you used to get that card. And there can be bigger considerations that drive such decisions. As we look through these considerations, what I want to note is that while these clearly correlate to agonizing decisions and sources of tension, they are also distinct from those. A good game may have a single type of tension as a focal point. Diamant is driven by its pressure luck doublethink. Lost Cities forces you to grapple with hand management as the game clock ticks slowly but steadily down. In contrast, I claim that most good games will feature all of the important opportunity cost considerations in some form or another.